Under the new visa policies, Chinese citizens who get a 10-year visa will be able to travel to Israel on multiple occasions and will be allowed to stay for up to 90 days at a time. The Chinese government is adopting the same policy for Israeli nationals. Haggai Shagir with Israel's Foreign Ministry says the new rules will not only make it easier for Chinese tourists to travel to Israel, but should also help increase business opportunities.
China is the first country that Israel has this kind of agreement with. We don't have such agreement on a reciprocal basis with any country.
Israel is the third country to grant Chinese citizens multiple entry visa following the United States and Canada. The new visa scheme is designed to help bolster Israel's tourism industry. China is the fastest growing source of inbound tourism for Israel. The number of Chinese travelers to Israel has increased by some 125% through the first 9 months of this year, making the new visa policy even more attractive for those who want to keep returning to Israel.
This is great news. Now I might come to Israel every year. One can learn a lot around here.
To cash in on the new business opportunities, Israeli tourism authorities are planning a series of promotional activities in several Chinese cities this month. November is considered the best month of the year to visit Israel. The new visa program is also meant to help facilitate Israeli business travelers who make frequent visits to China.
Because if you file one time for 10 years, instead of filing every year for a new visa.
To help facilitate the expected increase in travel, Israeli national carrier LI Airlines has been increasing its staffing in China as it prepares to run more direct flights to and from China. For CRI, this is Huang Yue.